Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
All right, Kristen, the little thing's starting to build up here. You're going to put a stop to it right now.
All right, so I had an idea because there's something my husband does. It is small. It is minuscule, and that's the key to this. It can't be something big. It has to be small and minuscule that my husband does that drives me crazy, right?
Oh, man, you started talking about these a couple of weeks ago and the calls that were coming in from women just that wanted to vent about the little things that were annoying them.
Well, that was me venting about him coughing, and I can't change that because he's got a cough, and I can't be like...
I can't even cough.
If you could just stop blinking
and breathing
and coughing.
Yeah. And eating.
We're going to be salt. And eating.
Chewing.
Because he chews too loud.
Sleeping.
Forming any kind of saliva in your mouth whatsoever.
And he snores loudly too, so you don't even like it when
yeah, I had to hit him last night and be like, roll over to your side because he got on his back. And once he gets on his back, it's like...
Breathing, eating, sleeping.
Yes.
Okay, and coughing.
Yes, so basically...
Other than that, we're fine.
Any human function, he needs to stop. Need to put an end to it. So I had this idea, and I'm going to need your help a little bit, right? I was going to come up with three things. He was going to come up with only three things. I told him only three things.
Well, it sounds to me like your list could be pretty extensive also.
No, it's not. I actually
you just rattled three off.
Well, don't.
Survival.
No, I'm talking about... That's...
That's before the list got started.
Yeah, no. Him just living is bothering you.
Man, a pre-list.
I put three different things that didn't, like, because those actually to me are like kind of major because those things he has to do to live. So I'm going to let those slide, all
and
right?
If he died, it would piss me off too. So can't win.
Who's going to feed the dogs? Me. What about your child? Who's taking care of your child? I got that. That one's fine. All right. So we talked about this last night and I go, hey, I need three things. Make it like stupid, like not stupid, but very trivial, very small. And we will challenge each other for an entire week. We cannot do these things, right? These little things that drive each other, like that are super annoying, that drive each other crazy. Otherwise, there's going to be a punishment. I don't know what the punishment is. So that's where I kind of need you guys to come in and help with the punishment. So my three things for my husband that he can't do for the next week. One involves the microwave. He loves to pile things in front of the microwave. The mail that he just opened, the doggy bag, like whatever stuff ends up getting right in front of the microwave. And I get disproportionately angry at the stuff in front of the microwave because I can't open the door and I can't get stuff in there.
Sidebar on the microwave. I used to date somebody that would leave the microwave timer on at like 3 seconds.
That would annoy me.
So it was like 3 minutes and it would go to 2:57 or whatever and about to ding and she like opens the door and leaves the 3 seconds on the freaking door.
You gotta defuse the bomb before it goes off.
It was never gonna work. You do that?
I do that all the time. I think my microwave is currently set at 7 seconds from when I made dinner last night.
I do the same thing. All right. So the next one is paper towels. So he will use paper towels and then will leave the crumpled up paper towels on the counter. But since he just used them to wipe his hands after he washed them, he repurposes them for other things. So there's like this collection.
This dude's so grow up on a farm.
Damn wow. Paper towels that
funny.
He wants to be able to like to either wipe out the inside of a pan before he washes it. Like there's whatever. And so I'm constantly just going and pissing him off and picking up the paper towels and throwing them away. And then the last one.
And is he like, hey, that had two more uses in it. What are you doing wasting our paper towels?
Yeah, because he had the thing he fried eggs in and he was going to use those paper towels to wipe it out. And then he had to go get a clean paper towel and that was wasteful, blah, 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 whatever. So I want the paper towels to go away. And lastly, drinking my water. So I'm trying to keep track of how much water I'm consuming. He doesn't even know this, by the way. And because I don't drink soda anymore, I like carbonated water. I call it bubble water. Montane's my favorite, especially the cucumber. It's so delicious. And so I will pour these in my reusable cups. And then if I leave it out and go do something, I come back, it's gone. So he drinks my water. I'd really like him to stop drinking my water.
Okay.
So those are the three things.
Seems reasonable.
I think so too. So I told him this last night and then I texted him again this morning. Oh, wow. He got back to me just in the nick of time. He must be listening. Because I texted him at 6:39 this morning, three small annoying things. And as we started this break, I hadn't got anything back.
Do you think one of his is when you text him while he's taking care of Jimmy?
Jimmy was still asleep. Okay. So the three things that I have to stop doing. This is my first time reading this, by the way. No joke. Like, the text just came in. Turn off lights in rooms that you leave and close closet doors.
Amen.
The lights one does annoy me.
Oh, my God. I can't stand why?
Yes. Turn the light off.
I can already think of two lights I left on this morning when I left the house. That's technically two, because turning lights off and closing closet doors, that should be two separate ones, but whatever. Next, put your clothes away that are on clothes drying racks that I place so that you have to walk around, but you still ignore. He literally put my suitcase in the middle of the floor to get me to unload it, and I just kept walking over top of it for like 2 days, and he finally came in the bedroom. He's like, what is wrong with you? That's the beauty of being single. My suitcase is still in my kitchen, unpacked. And then his third one for me is take your shoes upstairs instead of leaving them where you take them off, right in front of the couch when you get home. So those are my three things.
Also reasonable.
They're small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think doing like showing each other, because for the longest time I was like, this is who I am. You just need to accept me for who I am. I'm turning a corner and realizing be a better person for your partner. Okay. So if these are things that are going to make his life easier and make him happier, if these three little things are going to make my life easier and a little happier, why can't we do these things for each
other? Agreed.
Amen.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Okay. There's got to be a punishment though.
This is The Burt Show.